Welcome to the Elfman Podcast with Stephen Goldstein and Mark Randall. Today, our guest is Mike Bellafiore, co-founder of SMB Capital. SMB Capital, based in New York, is one of the world's leading proprietary trading firms. Before I whet your appetite with a few excerpts from this week's show, I just wanted to say something about this chat, which became apparent as we talked to Mike. Mike and his colleagues at SMB Capital have achieved great success, albeit from having put a lot of work and effort into building the business. What you will hear time and again in this interview, and what I really want to emphasize, is Mike and SMB's focus on and passion about learning and continual improvement. Many prop firms come and go. SMB has grown and continues to grow. And those who have stayed with SMB have thrived as part of that culture of learning and growth. Not all prop firms are equal. Some might be better funded. Others might have greater resources. But what distinguishes SMB and underlies their growth and success is a commitment to learning, growth, and enabling their people to get better and become elite traders. Whether you're an individual trader, a prop trading firm, or a hedge fund, continual growth and the search for better must always be a core element of your approach to trading. Your investment, both money and time, in your learning gets repaid many times over. Now, here are a few excerpts from this week's episode.
When you have talent and you commit to getting better every day, what we've experienced at our firm is that the traders have hit levels they never would have thought were attainable in their wildest dreams. There's two very important sources of edge: the strategies that you're deploying that are you're trading with edge, and the other is what is leading to you trading at your best. If you make over 1 million net in trading profits, you get a green shirt. If you make over 2 million net in trading profits, you get a black shirt. And unfortunately, our guys have gotten so good that we've had to come up with a different color shirt for over $10 million a year. So that's one of the downsides of having a growth mindset, is they screw up all of your shirt awards. You get talented people who really love trading, who are super committed. They really do great things.
Before we go to the podcast, first a few words about our podcast partner, the Society of Technical Analysts, the STA, and their brilliant home study course. This course has been put together by some of the world's leading experts in technical analysis and is based on the STA's diploma program, which is delivered annually at the world-renowned London School of Economics. Listeners of the Elfman podcast can obtain a discount on the cost of the STA home study course and the home study course with a diploma package. For more information on this, go to our homepage, alpha-mind.net, and scroll down the page to the button which says Claim Your Home Study Course Discount. Now, on with this week's fantastic episode.
Well, welcome to this week's Alpha Mind podcast. And we're delighted to have Mike Bellafiore with us, co-founder of SMB Capital, based in New York City, and working essentially within the confines of a prop shop and all that means for markets. We've had, of course, SMB on podcast before with Dear Merritt Black, which was a particularly interesting podcast. So, great to come back to SMB, particularly from the founder's point of view and just how you nurture, the capital assets within your business, the human assets, to encourage them along the route of being better traders. So, Mike, delighted to welcome you on board. Perhaps give us a bit more about yourself that I missed out there.
Well, I appreciate you guys inviting me.
Absolutely.
So we run a proprietary trading firm in New York City. We trade equities, we trade options, we trade futures, we do a lot of discretionary trading. We do some automated trading. We're doing some crypto trading of late. And mostly what we do is we hire people who are new and from scratch, and provide them resources and build them into successful, consistently profitable traders, and then better from there. And we've been doing this since 2005 in New York City, and we're still getting better every day.
And that's terrific. And that whole thing about improvement, about continuing improvement, both yourself as a business and the people that work for you, I know that's a major feature of how you are. Invest, and I know you invest personally a lot in the people that you work that work for you, which I guess is a kind of win-win for you and for them. But tell us a little bit more about maybe your philosophy as a owner of a prop trading firm.
So we're trying to hire people who can do this job. This is a unique job. For those who become successful, there are great rewards to it. We've been fortunate to develop some traders from scratch into consistently profitable traders, and then top traders can put up over $20 million in net trading profits. So we've been pretty fortunate to work with some really outstanding, super talented people. Our culture is for guys to try and get better every day, try and get better daily. If you walk the halls of S&P Capital, you will see one of my favorite sayings that ends my second book, The Playbook: you can be better tomorrow than you are today. And whether you are a eight-figure trader pushing towards goals for 2022, or you're somebody we just hired, you're just out of the internship program, you're just getting your feet wet, we're setting goals to get better from where you're at. We're thinking about the very specific things that you need to do to get better. We're not sitting around saying things can get better because we said things can get better. We're sitting around saying things can get better if you incorporate effective best practices and build them into habit and execute on that, that's going to make you better. And we have traders of all different levels here, and that's different for each of those guys, depending on their P&L and their experience and their talent. But that is what we're focused on. The best guys are trying to get better. The new guys are trying to be like the best guys. The interns are trying to be like the guys who were just hired. And so far, that's turned out pretty well for us.
And it's a continual improvement process. I mean, I can hear that in what you talk about. I can read that in what you write about. And just to put this out there, you have a fantastic book. You had two fantastic books, actually. Was it One Good Trade was the first one. And The Playbook is the second one, which I have here with me, which is... It's really a terrific book, and there's not a lot out there like this that goes down into the detail, sort of down into the meat and bones of what a trader does and how to get better. Perhaps you could just tell us what inspired you to write that, and what were you trying to do with that?
I'm not trying to do anything else other than share what I'm observing with the trading community. So I have this unique seat in New York City, where we hire new traders. We spend a lot of resources and time developing them. We watch them develop and grow. We watch some guys right out of college develop into traders who are as good as anyone in our space. And that gives us the unique advantage to be able to observe, hey, here is what the top traders have done, and here's what they're doing, and this is what's really led to them being successful. We study the heck out of the most successful traders, and we try and break down and decode why they are successful. And then we share that with the trading community. We share that with other traders in our firm. So I have that seat. And then the other advantage that I have is I have written two books, and people reach out to me, which I appreciate, and they share with me what they're doing that's working, what they're doing that's not working. So I get a vista of, here are the things that are not working from the people that we've hired. Here are the things that are working from the people that we've hired. I've got this long period of time where I've been doing this job since 2005, and I've been a trader for since the late 90s, to date myself. And that gives us a lot of information that we can share with people and help people about. These are the things that really matter. These are the things that really matter at a prop firm. These are the things that are really going to drive your P&L. These are the things that really are going to make the difference between whether or not you are fledgling as a trader or whether you're underperforming as a trader. and whether or not you are consistently profitable and working to get better. And when you write a book, you get to the point where you feel like you have something very important to share, and that you're the person to share it from your unique view, and that it will be helpful.
So I just want to rewind a little bit on this, Mike. There are going to be a lot of people listening to this thinking, "Wow, this is a kind of shop that, you know, if I've got some sort of performance and I approach these guys, I might be able to, you know, get into this different, well-supported trajectory." Now, that's a very interesting model that you have. Now, when you look at these people that are coming in this sort of pre-hire stage, are there any particular qualities that you're looking out for, and perhaps any qualities that you think those that aspire to be included into a program, into the programs that you run, what would you suggest to them is really, really important to bear in mind when they start approaching you?
Yeah, Mark. So there are things that we're looking for as a firm, and I want to be careful about this. We're one firm doing a particular type of trading in one city at one moment in time that has a series of partners that has witnessed what's been successful for the type of trading that we do. In the type of firm that we are. And so I do not pretend to have all of the answers. I can just tell you there are very specific things that we're looking for that work for us and for our traders. And so one of the things that we're looking for are people that have demonstrated a passion for trading. Don't tell me that you want to be a great trader and then have never, even if you're in college, and have never traded. I mean, come on. And this day and age where it's practically free to open up a Robinhood account, and it's so much easier to trade these days than when we perhaps were younger. Show me. We want people on our firm who are going to be really great teammates. Team trading is a big part of our firm. What we do, we work together, we trade together. So I want to see a history where you've been a good teammate. And that isn't for everybody. It's some people really do want to trade independently for themselves. That's better for their personality. That's great. That isn't necessarily optimal for us. We want to see people who are just trying to get better every day. What are the things in their lives that demonstrates that they're the type of person who really believes they can get better, that will delay gratification, that has taken on tough challenges and taken many steps that have helped them to get better. We want to see that type of personality. We want to see somebody optimally that is aggressive in a controlled way, not an irresponsible way. So we're gonna screen for that. We want to see people who have the ability to process information quickly, and we're gonna screen for that. We want to see people who we enjoy being around. As you guys know, you spend a lot of time with the people who you work with, and it's no fun to work with a disagreeable guy or female. You want to work with people that you're going to enjoy being around. So there are very specific things that we look for. And the way that we do it is we actually have this template. You get interviewed by a series of different people, and you get scored on the variables that are important to our firm. And then we talk about it collectively. Sometimes people reach out to me and say, please hire me at SMB. I will be your next great trader on the street. And I write back to them, I'm sure they're disappointed to read this. I'm not really the one who makes the decision. This is a collective decision that we make at our firm. I am one of the people providing input as to whether or not you would be a good fit at our firm. And, you know, while I'm a partner, I am not the decision maker.
Hearing you talk about some of that stuff, it seems to me as though mindset appears to be really, really important in part of that setup of someone beginning their sort of journey with you, that, you know, always wanting to be better, always wanting to sort of check, recheck, learn, build, go forward with optimism rather than just a fixed mindset of thinking you get stuck in the mud and that's it. It seems though that's important to you.
Very important. That leads to a trader being sustainable. I mean, think about it from our point of view. We've got a lot to pay for at a firm. We've got a lot of staff. We've got to make money off of our capital. We've got proprietary technology that we got to pay for. There's a lot of fixed costs at a prop firm. And we need to bring in traders who are going to be able to do really well. We're not looking to build traders to make $100,000 a year. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great living for a lot of people. But just in our world, this is expensive to run this operation. We need to find guys who can be stars, that can make this super profitable for everyone. And so to do that, we need people who are trying to get better every day. To make this work, we need people who are not just going to be great traders during really strong markets, but through lots of different markets. And you know, one of the things that you'll learn as a trader, and one of the things I've learned running a prop desk, about having this mindset of trying to get better every day, having this growth mindset that Carol Dweck wrote about, is when you commit to it, when you have, I see that. Very good. There you go.
On my shelf.
When you commit to that as a firm and as a trader, you're going to set goals. And when you have talent and you commit to getting better every day, what we've experienced at our firm is that the traders have hit levels they never would have thought were attainable in their wildest dreams when they started. Making 20 million plus a year as an active trader are levels that the top traders never thought they could obtain when they first came into the firm. Maybe they thought about being a seven-figure a year trader, but not $20 million a year. And as a firm, you know, we thought about doing really well, but we didn't think doing as well as we've done the last 2 years was possible. And we think we're just getting started. So as well as we've done lately, if we just keep trying to get better, this is just the starting point. That's great. And when you just sort of sit there and you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm this good. Those are the feelings you get when you're just trying to get better every day.
Mark, we get, or myself and Mark, get a lot of people contacting us asking if we can help them get into prop shops. And we say, no, we can't. That's not something, you know, you've got to reach out to them, first of all. And they have a screening process. I'm sure you must get a ton of applications and letters or online forms or whatever all the time. How, you know, if someone is curious or interested about landing a job or an internship or whatever at SMB Capital, how do you go around doing it? And I'm sure there's other firms as well. So, you know, what might be your advice for people who can't necessarily get over to New York? Our audience is global, you know, and I know there's other firms worldwide, but what would be your advice for people? And, you know, what is the process that they go through?
So they apply at smbcap.com/careers. There's different career paths. So the most typical path is for someone to apply to be an intern. So the way that it works at our firm is when you're in college, you apply to be an intern and you go through a junior internship program. The people who stand out during the junior internship program then receive an invitation to be a senior intern at our firm. And when you're a senior intern, you actually get to trade live with real capital. You oftentimes get put on a team, embedded into a team, and work with them. And the best of the senior interns, those that stand out, they are offered an invitation to join the desk. And when you join the desk, you get paid and you get an account and you're embedded on a team and you get all the resources that the firm provides and you're given a long runway to make it or not. And you know, we have a tremendous amount of resources here at a prop firm that gives you a much better chance to being a successful trader than if you were not here. If you are an experienced trader with a track record, you can go to that smbcap.com/careers link and share your track record with us and share the work that you do before and after markets, and we'll call you up and talk to you.
Okay. And are there some people who come in? I mean, do you rent space out and people can pay to be with you and be part of you as
well? Yeah, so you can't, is that an option? Can't pay for the prop firm. No. We don't, you can't give us any money to trade in the prop firm. The firm pays for all of the space and all of the capital. We take 100% of the downside. If you come in and you lose a bunch of money, you've lost the firm's money, not yours. And so the firm pays for everything. We do have an education company that is for independent and retail traders. That is a separate company. We call that SMB training. You can go there and you can get the training for a fee that we offer to our prop desk. 85% of our work is the prop desk. We did spin off our education that helped us build SMB Capital, our prop desk, into SMB training. And so you can take advantage of that training if you're an independent or retail trader. Maybe you don't want to trade at a prop firm. You can take that online and see the same training that we offer our guys here.
Okay. So one of the things I tell people is there is, you know, especially for young people starting out, there's a lot of people working from home. And I do understand that a lot can't always get to a prop firm if they're living somewhere and they're based that place and they've got their family there. But my belief is there is a massive advantage to working prop firm if you can get in there. And like you say, you can't pay to join your prop firms, but some you can rent space and then you can pay for their mentoring services as an option. Nearly always, I just feel people don't understand the value that working in a prop firm environment brings, that what it adds. It's just a way of fast tracking your growth and your development. You're surrounded by other talented individuals, people who are, you're in the mix, and there's enormous value to just being in the mix. It's a competitive environment, which is extremely dynamic. If you're getting on well with your colleagues, you're getting support from them. I mean, so many people I know who benefited from being in a prop firm early in their career, and they didn't realize how much it benefited them till they stepped out of that. So I just want to get your take on that.
Well, I think you said that better than I say it sometimes. I think we should just bottle that up. And when we have recruits come in, I'll play that for them. That was actually
Stephen Goldstein, head of communication.
I've been around a lot of prop traders and prop firms. I completely agree. And so
we will return to the podcast shortly. We just want to take an opportunity to make listeners aware of a new Alpha Mind Weaponizing the Trader's Mind group coaching program. This is a series of live and interactive video workshops delivered by us to limited size groups over a period of 3 months. The program is based on our powerful one-to-one coaching programs, which we deliver at some of the world's leading hedge funds, investment banks, energy and commodity trading firms, as well as to serious retail traders. We are currently just collating dates for this course. However, we are looking to run multiple programs which fit in with the end of trading days in the Far East, Europe and America. To find out more about this program and how to register your interest, go to the webpage alpha-mind.net and go to the course link. Now back to the podcast.
A prop firm is unique to being an independent or retail trader in that it provides resources. It provides resources to become your best and your most profitable trader. For many traders, becoming a successful trader is what's the most important thing in the world to them. It's their dream. It's their ultimate goal. In short, this is who they want to be. A prop firm provides the resources that gives them the very best chance to succeed. The resources that are vital to sustain as a trader and build this into a career. And so specifically, some of those resources are capital. It's not uncommon for a 20-something-year-old to be walking the halls of SMB with a $20 or $30 million trading account. You can make a lot more trading with more capital than less. Why sit in a seat 10 hours a day trading with a little bit of capital when you're a consistently profitable trader when you can be trading tens of millions on the same strategies with edge? Another important aspect of capital is that it gives you the ability to lose money, to draw down. When you're trading your own account and you draw down, that's money that you have lost. When you're trading at a prop firm and you lose $800,000 or $1 million, which is not optimal, but there are traders this very month who have drawn down, you know, $600,000, $800,000 in a month, and that's a drawdown. We want them, and you want as a trader, not to have to worry about losing money. You want to just be sitting in your seat, focusing on making the best trade decisions. And sometimes the best trade decisions don't work out. We had a A+ green light trade, breakout trade in Ford recently that was systems go, put on risk, go for it. As we say at the desk, swing the bat hard. The trade didn't work out. Traders drew down because of that. I want those traders to make the very same trade next time with the very same amount of risk. Drawdowns happen. When you've lost $600,000 of your own money, that gets your attention. You're gonna trade differently. The third aspect of capital is that most traders trade somebody else's money much better than they trade their own. And that fourth aspect of capital is that when you come to the firm, you're paid while you're developing. You just focus on improving. You don't have to worry about paying the bills. The firm's doing that for you. Technology is a big thing. For a profitable trader, you're going to use proprietary trading technology at our firm. You can't use the technology outside of the trading firm. This is not off-the-shelf commercial third-party solutions where thousands and tens of thousands of people are trading off of it. This is technology that was built for P&L traders over the years. P&L traders have offered ideas to make the technology help them make more money. The functionality of the technology helps you to make much more doing the same job. The technology at our firm allows you to be a discretionary trader, or a hybrid trader, or an automated trader. You can develop an idea, back test it, forward test it, and run it live from your desktop. This allows you more ways to become a successful trader and more ways to express edge. Not everybody is going to be a great discretionary trader. Some people are going to be better automated traders. Not everybody is going to be just a great discretionary trader. They might have to be a hybrid trader, meaning they'll use some discretion and they'll also use some technology that goes into that. When you're limiting yourself to only being a discretionary trader, you're limiting the potential ways for you to be a successful trader. Education and training. You're taught to trade at a proprietary trading firm. At our firm, you're going to go through a foundational course. You're going to go through a strategies course. We're going to expose you to the different ways our guys out here on the desk are making money, what those strategies are, what the variables of those strategies are, how to find those strategies, and you're going to experiment with them. You're going to be exposed to these different strategies with edge, as opposed to just flailing away as an independent retail trader, not sure what's going to work. You know what works because you see the P&L of the guys out there, and that's what they're doing. and you're going to experiment with those types of setups. From there, obviously, you're going to want to make them your own. But when you're exposed to these different strategies with Edge, we ask people to determine what type of trader they're going to be. So you get exposed to these different ways to make money. Then we want you focusing in on a niche, the type of trader that you're going to be. And when you do that, you're going to join a team of traders run by a senior trader who makes a lot of money, who's going to share his edge with you and going to mentor you even more. So you get that education, you get that training. We have team trading on our desk. So after you've found that niche, after you've interviewed for a team, you join a team, you're learning these strategies, you get the support from the other guys on the team around you, you're working together. Another aspect of team trading that I think we do uniquely at our firm, which is probably one of the best things that we've done since starting the firm, and it's the very best trading that we're doing on the desk. And I think it would surprise a lot of retail independent traders. I think a lot of retail and independent traders think the stars just have something inside them that tells them the right things to do. They have this intuition that allows them to be better than others. It turns out that the very best trading that we're doing on the desk are joint accounts. And that is two or more traders trading an account together where everyone in the account is agreeing to the trade. So if you take one trader with Edge and you have them trade an account, they're going to make some money and maybe they're even going to do really well. You take that same trader and you team them with another trader with Edge, and that other trader agrees that a trade has Edge at the same time the other trader does, that makes for a substantially better ROI on a trade than just if that one trader saw the Edge himself. It's this combining an agreement on the same trade of one or two or three or four different traders trading as a team that's creating the best ROI on the desk. And it's just fun. It's fun to be doing things with other people. It's fun to be collaborating and making money together as opposed to just having to do it by yourself, sitting in a silo and having all that pressure on yourself to get things right.
So that's really interesting because you're kind of stress testing each other, bringing the best out of each other, bashing ideas around together, being creative together. So I can see how that could be enormously helpful as opposed to one person who just gets lost in their own, perhaps in their own mind sometimes and doesn't see things clearly.
Yeah, we had probably one of our best teams is run by a super diligent senior trader. Tremendous edge in his trading. And, you know, he hadn't yet hit the levels that he had wanted to yet as a trader. And a couple of junior guys joined his team. And they had some edge in a different type of trading than the senior trader. And the senior trader taught the junior traders his edge. And then the junior traders taught the senior trader their edge, an edge that the senior trader hadn't developed yet. The senior trader overlaid the systematic way he makes his trades better and a systematic way to make the trading of the junior traders more profitable and more efficient. And they then started doing that together in joint accounts. And so what happened was the junior traders got a strategy that was better. The senior trader got a new strategy. They were doing it together. They're having more fun. Everybody's making more money. The junior traders have had their development time supercharged, as you mentioned at the beginning, Steve. I mean, it just think about that. They're making more money than they possibly could have by themselves because they've got the senior traders made their strategies better. And they get to trade with more risk because the senior trader can take on more risk. And these guys have more confidence because everything's being overseen by a senior trader. It's not just that the senior trader is mentoring or overseeing or coaching. The senior trader is in the trades. His P&L is affected by the trades that the junior traders are taking.
You know, that just reminds me of a trade I did when I was in a bank many years ago. I always worked best when I was working with someone rather than working on my own. You know, we just kind of, you know, it would always be there would be someone that I'd be bouncing around ideas with. And this still probably relates as my best ever trade. It was myself and a colleague working on the same book, and we couldn't agree. He had one idea where this market was going. I had another idea. And we spent a few weeks just, you know, arguing the toss between us. And we just couldn't, you know, come down on one side or the other. Neither of us would yield. So there was no real position going on. And then one day he just came in and he went, "Do you know what, Steve? I can see your point of view that I've been missing all the way along. And I really like what you're talking about. But I think there's a better way to represent this." And I went, "Go on, I'm all ears." And he came up with this idea that I hadn't seen. And then, you know, we were like, "Okay, well, let's go and put this on." And he was a ballsier trader than me. So I said, "Let's go and put this in X size." And he went and put it on multiple sizes of X. And before you know it, we've got this trade. And it just absolutely, within a week, it made a ridiculous amount. I think more money than I'd ever made on an individual trade by many, many multiples. Because you had the best of both of us coming together. So it doesn't surprise me that I'm hearing that.
Very interesting. I was coaching someone recently, and they were slightly out of control with their trading, but they were also mentoring their younger brother, a 10 years younger brother. But the younger brother came from the world of gaming and, you know, much more tech savvy than his 10-year older brother that was, you know, the chief guy doing the trading. But actually, he actually gave himself a better chance of holding profits longer, about managing his risk better, about seeing a greater spectrum of opportunity in the market, by actually giving his younger brother more responsibility, because he figured that actually he had some skills that were much more relevant to the way that trading is going, and that, you know, he was kind of set in a fixed mindset of his own ways, and his younger brother gave him a growth mindset of a different layer of skills that were just so relevant. And yet, you know, he was very much out of touch of. And I think there's a lot of that in the market.
Well, Steve and Mark, that is what we're seeing as well at our prop firm.
Yeah. Really, really.
And I'll say two more things about resources. We're very fortunate. Yeah, and Steve and Mark, I know you know Dr. Brett Steenbarger. One of the other.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very important resources that we offer our traders at the firm is the ability to work with Dr. Steenbarger. So you're getting that very high level coaching. Dr. Steenbarger is the very best trading coach in the United States. He works with top hedge funds and institutions, and he provides a sophistication, a expertise that prop traders get to tap into that they wouldn't without him. And so, and just the most generous of people, it creates. Dr. Steenbarger will I've heard him say many, many times, we have monthly meetings. I guess people can't see this, but we're in one of our conference rooms in New York City, and we sit in this conference room every month and have a monthly review of everybody's trading by team. And I've heard Dr. Steenbarger say repeatedly to traders who perhaps underperformed for the month, or even traders that have done well but wanted to do better, you know, he'll say to them, "Don't wait until these monthly meetings to reach out for help. Just reach out to me." And a lot of people say that. Dr. Steenbarger is available 24/7 for our traders, no matter what the problem is. They can talk confidentially to him. And that brings a support to the firm that you can't get anywhere else. And then the final thing is infrastructure. You can trade lots of different products in the same spot. You can trade futures and options and crypto, and you wouldn't be able to do that in one spot elsewhere.
Yeah, no, it's terrific. And, you know, exactly. We were honored to have Dr. Steenbarger on our show pretty much close to the start. And we'd love to get him back again, hopefully next year at some point, because there was a wisdom there that was just it was just on another level. And you know, it's fascinating sort of hearing you talk about him, because that there are really, you know, two main sides to this game. One is that side where we face the market, where we have strategies, we have tactics, we read the tape, we follow the price action, we have models and, you know, plays that we're always looking for. And then there's this inner game where you're facing yourself. You're facing who you are, how you are, your insecurities, your self-doubts, your anxieties. And that's the side of it that, you know, I can imagine Dr. Steenbarger is a huge, huge valuable resource for. But then again, this is one of the things I mentioned, you know, when you're working in a group of people, that also helps you. You know, everyone becomes a kind of support in some way. You know, I remember how many times colleagues and managers were there just to give you a little bit of reassurance, or, you know, come on, Steve, you're not seeing it. Why don't you, let's have a little chat, you know, don't worry about it, Steve, you're going to make this back. You know, you're just on. And they're just little things that are constant reminders that when you're on your own, you don't get, and you don't realize until you're on your own how valuable that is.
Yeah, we had a conversation the other day with a developing trader who had just had his best month ever. And what you said is truly important to the development of a trader. And so I didn't know that it was his best month ever. Our floor manager mentioned that it was and said to me, "Hey, Mike, will you pull him aside and congratulate him on his best month?" And so I said, "Well, let's do it." I pulled the trader into our conference room and I said, "You know, congratulations on your best month. That's really excellent work. You're doing so well on these particular strategies. Much better days ahead for you." And just the look of pride and appreciation and gratitude and winning that he experienced by just that small pulling aside and highlighting his success. I think that trader goes home and remembers that conversation between me and him and the floor manager and him, and really feels good about himself, and it starts to internalize himself as a winning trader to a multitude that he was doing just independently. Circling back to Dr. Steenbarger, one of the great things he teaches our traders is that there's two very important sources of edge. One is the strategies that you're deploying that are you're trading with edge. And the other is what is leading to you trading at your best. So when you have that monster trade, what are the variables of that trade? And I wrote about that in the playbook. But then also, what are the things that led to you trading that trade at your best? And that is a second source of edge that you want to study the heck out of and understand for yourself to make the most that you can.
Incredible. Love it.
That's human capital, isn't it? I mean, they talk about there's two types of capital, or mental capital.
Exactly.
You know, there's physical capital and there's mental capital. And the second one is far more expensive than the first one.
There you go. I love this simple recognition stuff, Mike. I think that's so important. Was it yourselves that you have a green shirt and black shirt type philosophy within the business? I think that was SMB, wasn't it?
We do. If you make over 1 million net in trading profits, you get a green shirt. If you make over 2 million net in trading profits, you get a black shirt. And unfortunately, our guys have gotten so good that we've had to come up with a different color shirt for over $10 million a year. So that's one of the downsides of having a growth mindset, is they screw up all of your shirt awards.
I mean, I like that. I used to, when I was working within the Greenwich Capital business of NatWest, it was those little things that they used to do, little simple things and gestures of recognition that helped also to drive everyone else to get into a growth mindset too, you know, to want to aspire to those things. So, yeah, really simple, but so clever, so clever. So I guess, Steve, we're getting towards the end of our show for today, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want me to start to sort of crank up a little bit?
Yeah, I just one very quick thing, just 1 minute, because, you know, I love the idea of the playbook. You know, it's something I believe in and I talk passionately to. And I ask people, you know, what is your playbook? What are the principles that are behind your playbook? How does that playbook align to your purpose? And the less they know what their playbook is or could describe their playbook, usually the more they flounder. And the stronger and the greater clarity and coherence they have of their playbook, and the more it's aligned to their purpose, and the more they stick and adhere to it, even when it's not working, it becomes a growth process, an actual anchor for their whole training. So I love the fact that you came up with that. And I know there was a story behind it, behind the creation of the concept of the playbook. I just love that story. Are you able to elaborate quickly on that before we finish this?
Yeah, so I had a family personal tragedy that led to me a while ago not being able to be on the desk as I am today. And I had these series of traders that we needed to develop. And so I needed to find a way to help them develop when I wasn't going to be working as closely with them to handle our family situation. And so I came up with this idea of the playbook. And what the developing traders would do is they would send me playbooks, which are essentially, for those who don't know, playbooks are, you have a good trade, you have a winning trade, let's make a big deal about that. Let's build from your strengths, let's build from your successes. What are those? The trades that you trade well. And so when you make a trade that feels good to you and stands out to you on a given trading session, you know, the best trade of the trading session, let's break that down into variables. Let's archive that in a playbook. And the playbook has different components to it. What's the big picture for the trading day? What was the news catalyst on that given day? What were the longer term technicals and the shorter term technicals for the particular stock? What was the trade setup that you deployed? What were your executions when you made that trade? Going forward, how would you trade it better? So we have a series of inputs that we want to archive that denote and capture what the trade was. And people can add things to the playbook and take things away to make it their own. But the idea is to make a big deal about the trades that feel the best and work the best for you, and to archive them and to build your business. This is a business, to build your business around that. And so guys would send me that playbook and I would be able to give really good feedback in a very specific way because I was seeing what they were doing. And that helped us grow. And we did this voluntarily at first. And I noticed the trader who was making the most progress was just doing this way more than anybody else. And so I said, the heck with that. Yeah. It's not voluntary anymore. It's mandatory. And we just started doing that at this firm, just archiving in this playbook form all of our best trades. And so what we do here now is we expose people to different trades with setups. We ask them to pick a niche, and then as they're trading, we ask them to be archiving their best setups, to be building their playbook, to be expanding their playbook as they get a little bit more mature. and to trade it. But look, we all have our own strengths, our own weaknesses. I love what you said about aligning your playbook with your purpose. I would add with your purpose and your unique talents. We're all different. There are going to be some people who come into SMB who are going to be world-class scalpers. And you guys know what that is, like just people trading in and out of stocks on very short time frames. There are very smart people who are going to come into SMB who couldn't scalp to save their lives. And if we made them scalp, would do nothing but lose money. Who are going to go on to be some of the best traders at our firm deploying different strategies. There are going to be some traders who couldn't trade equities to save their life or their family's lives, but are just world-class options traders. For whatever reason, that makes sense to them. And, you know, we want to encourage people to do what they do best.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. I think that's brilliant. And just again, to, you know, as I say to anyone, you know, if you want a world-class book that gets down to this sort of stuff, that goes into strategies, that you can see what different people are doing and how they're thinking as well. It's not just what they're doing. It's the deconstruction of each trade. And, you know, I can't recommend that. There's no other book out there like it. It is a playbook. It's written by you, but it sounds like it's a joint venture almost in a way with your organization. Listen, Mike, this has been such an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. I've been waiting for it a long time for our audience to have you on. I think they're going to really enjoy this. When we get runs like this, they often come back to us and they say, you know what, I listened to it and then I went back and I listened to it again and I'm going to listen to it again next week. You know, so I got a feeling this is going to be one of those podcasts. I'm going to pass you over to Mark because Mark's, I'll kind of take her out and you may want to add something yourself at this point, Mark. But just before we do, is there anything else you would like to sort of say?
So there's a mural that hangs on the walls of SMB Capital. And it's something that is important to the guys here and to us here and something for you guys to think about. And I think it's important to hear from a prop firm because it denotes how we think about our work. You know, we're not trying to be small traders. We're not trying to make a little bit of work. We're not trying to make a little bit of money. But that mural has a quote that says, "You're meant to do something great." When you come into a prop firm, you're meant to strive to be a great, a world-class, elite, one of the best in your space traders. That's what a firm like ours is here for. We're here to help you build your business so you can find out how good you can be. And we're going to do that from day one until you're here with us. And you get talented people who really love trading, who are super committed. They really do great things.
Do I need to really add to that? I think, you know, tremendous sort of guidance there, Mike. I think just amazing what SMB are doing in terms of supporting the community and, you know, getting you to understand trading in terms of what makes sense to you and discovering that niche and then understanding that niche in its total, because that's important from the many facets. But, and, you know, the one thing that stands out also is that silos suck. Yeah. If you're in a silo, it sucks. You know, silos are kind of like the worst place ever, but there's so many people out there that are stuck in silos that are not bothering to join a community. Because if you join a community, you might just find collaboration with a team. And as you can see within your business, it's the teams that really, really start to make the big deals and the most fantastic trades. It's the people that think together and work together. And there's a massive lesson from that is a lesson for the retail world. Like I say, silos really, really suck. So listen, we're really grateful for your time today. I know it's very precious.
perhaps we can just leave it with you just telling folk where they can find you.
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Bellafury. You can find me via email at mbellafury@smbcap.com. You can find our firm at smbcap.com. And I think that's pretty much everywhere. Mark and Steve, I really appreciate you guys letting me share what we are observing is working for our traders with your trading community.
Thank you for listening today. If you enjoyed the podcast, do give us an excellent rating in whichever podcast service you use. And if you can, do leave us a friendly review. If you hated it, well, then you can leave a not so friendly rating. Thank you to our sponsor, the Society of Technical Analysts, the STA, and their brilliant home study course. As a reminder, AlphaMind listeners can obtain a £100 or local currency equivalent discount on the cost of their brilliant technical analysis course, which is the course of choice in technical analysis for the top pros. Visit the AlphaMind blog, alphamindblog.blogspot.com, and go to the page link STA Home Study Course, which will give you details of how to obtain the discount. This podcast was presented by myself, Stephen Goldstein, and my co-host, Mark Randall. We are both professional trader coaches with many decades of market experience behind us. We work and deliver performance and mindset coaching to traders in investment firms, hedge funds, banks, commodity and energy trading businesses, prop firms, as well as to private retail traders. If you are keen to know more about our coaching services and how it could benefit you, then contact us through the webpage alpha-mind.net or email info@alpha-mind.net. You can follow and connect with us also on social media. Our Twitter handles are AlphaMind101 and AlphaMind102, and we are both available to be contacted and connected with on LinkedIn, and we also have a LinkedIn group, the AlphaMind group. Thank you so much, and stay safe and stay well.